The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
What's up? What's up? Your boy Spanish Fly in the house. Welcome to your Friday, everybody. Hell yeah. We got this weekend started right with another fabulous edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. I am your host once again, Spanish Fly, welcoming you to this podcast as we showcase this week the year 1991. That's right. Last week was the year 1990. We came up with some fabulous cuts last week. I know you guys are out there listening. And if you guys haven't heard it, it's still up. So go ahead and check it out. It was for Spanish Fly Experience Season 2, Episode 1. That's right. This is Season 2, Episode 2, the year 1991. And, of course, it's being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. That's right. Check it out. All the gear for you. Especially now with Christmas coming up, they got all the street gear ready for you, and it's winter time. They got you covered with sweaters, they got you covered with sweats, all that good shit. So all you gotta do is just click on there, buy yourself. Oh, and then by the way, when you're at the very end, at the end when you close your card up to start paying, remember, put in Spanish Fly and you get 10% off. Hell yeah. Discount right there. Already saving money for Christmas. Buy yourself or buy your significant other, family member a gift, man. See, I already saved you some money. Yeah, what are you gonna buy me? Buy me some, fuck. Anyway, villainsandsaintsclothing.com is where it's at. Check it out. I'll be mentioning them throughout the show. But in the meantime, yes, I also want to send a shout out to my producer, Rudy Herrera, who decided to once again get this bitch rolling for Season 2. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you so much for your hard work, man, you know. But, you know, if it weren't for you, brother, this shit wouldn't be fucking happening. I was like, no, it would still be, you know, in the works, or who knows. They never have happened if it weren't for you, man. But you know what? Fuck it. Enough of that. Let's get into the music, shall we? That's what we're here for some music. All right. My first group from the year 1991, this song came out. Let me see this. They were discovered by Gerald Levert out of Cleveland, Ohio. Let's say Oakland. It seems like a lot of acts come out of Oakland. But yeah, these ones came out of Cleveland, Ohio. One hit wonders right here, man. You know, these dudes got down on the songs. But this one right here, there's only one particular song that I know of came out. I mean, they had Are You Lonely For Me that reached number one on the Billboard's R&B charts back in the day. But I just remember this song right here for some reason. I never really heard too much of the Rude Boys, but yep, here they are. This is the Rude Boys, year 1991 for you. It's written all over your face. And your boy Spanish Fly right here giving it to you once again for the Spanish Fly Experience. Come on, hold on. Kick your
to do, baby. Just smile, smile, smile. have something like you. Oh, girl. I never met a girl in my life like you before. You make all my dreams come true. Class and taste. And you don't have to say how much you care for me, because it's written all over your face. Don't you know it's written all over your face? You don't have to say.
That was the Rude Boys, written all over your face. Spanish Fly here in the house. What's cracking, y'all? Spotlight in the year 1991 for you on this season 2, episode 2, episode of the Spanish Fly Experience. Your boy Spanish Fly here, welcoming you once again. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys are letting everybody else know out there what is cracking every single Friday. Yeah, that's right. From now until we're done with the 1990s, and who knows what's going to happen after that. But I'm telling you, we're dropping one every single week until, you know, whatever may happen, we were not able to. But we're going to go every single week as much as we can, spotlighting every single 1990, you know, year in a decade, 1991, 1992, 1993, you know, so on and so forth. Just like this year, 1991 for you. That's right. Want to thank VillageAndSaintsClothing.com for being my sponsor once again this season. Like I was telling you guys last segment before the song started playing, they got all the dope gear out there for you. VillageAndSaintsClothing.com, man. Check it out. Winter specials will be dropping here pretty soon. I'm telling you, you want to stay warm and look fly? That's the way to go. Villains of Saints Clothing. VillainsOfSaintsClothing.com. Check it out, y'all. Fucking best lineup I've ever seen. Best streetwear I've ever seen on this side of the fucking 1990s. I'm sorry, man. That's the truth. That's the real truth. It goes out there with Dada and all those other fucking designers that were out there, man. You know, Villains of Saints Clothing doing it big. Of course. Check it out. Anyway, my next group coming up right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Originated out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Quartet? I guess I'm not familiar with those kind of terms, but this quartet right here was dropping one fucking fire cut after another, especially around when the New Jack Swing was fucking happening big time in the early 90s. These fools were a big part of it, man. They were also even on the soundtrack of New Jack City. But you know what I'm saying? That was where they got their start. But when they got to their own album, they were dropping cuts like I Adore Me Amor, All for Love, all those jams right there, man. But what was really their number one fucking song still to this day, in the year 2018, these motherfuckers, this song right here, was, even with the youngsters, love this song, man. It still get everybody just, you know, juiced up, flowing when they hear this song. Color Me Bad. You remember them, right? You remember just recently Brian Abrams pushing Mark Calderon on the stage after they're performing a song about a few months ago? After the reunion, you know? Fat dude, motherfucking big old dude, you know? He don't look the same no more. But I don't know. He probably thought he sounded the same, too. Who knows? I didn't see the song, but I saw the after part. Man, motherfucking bully. All right. Color Me Bad. Drop this cut right here on the New Jack City soundtrack for that New Jack Swing. This is I Wanna Sex You Up. Turn it up, people. You know you love this song right here. Young or old, no matter who you are, gotta have this song in your ear right now. This is Spanish Fly with the Spanish Fly Experience. Let's do this.
So just let me hold you close to me, 'cause I've been dying. till we both wake up. Girl, you know I'm hooked on you. And this is what I'll do. Yeah.
I wanna sex you up.
Make love until we drown.
I wanna sex you up.
Sex you up. 1991 for you. Color Me Bad off the new Jack City soundtrack with your boy Spanish Fly in the house. What's cracking, y'all? The Spanish Fly Experience dropping once again for this week, highlighting the year 1991 for you. Of course, being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. Of course, our sponsors taking care of us every single week, and they will take care of you as well with fly gear for you to keep you warm for this winter coming up. It's going to be a wet one. Yep, lots of rain coming up from what I understand. You know, ain't the fucking weather, man, but I'm just, you know, saying what I hear. Ain't no fucking Kopi Sotoropoulos, you know, but anyhow, your boy Spanish Fly here in the building taking care of you. And of course, my next artist right here for the year 1991, she used to be an actual background singer. She performed with the likes of the Rolling Stones. She also was with Tina Turner, sang background vocals with Sting. You know, eventually let her sing the song or two by herself. And a pretty good song, this song, next one coming up right here. She is known for this song as a solo career. This is Lisa Fisher out of Brooklyn, New York, with that song called How Can I Ease the Pain? With your boy Spanish Fly here, bringing you the cuts for the year 1991. Enjoy this one, y'all.
I'm
Teresa Fisher with How Can I Ease the Pain? It's your boy Spanish Fly in La Casa doing Spanish Fly Experience. Of course, every single Friday, dropping the fresh one for you. Season 2, highlighting every single year of the decade, 1990. That's right. Best R&B cuts ever dropped those years, I'm telling you. Especially, you know, with the likes of Keith Sweat, R. Kelly, you know, Johnny Gill, Velvet DeVoe, Raul Trezor, so many to name. And we are bringing it to you on this podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying this one right here. Hope you guys are enjoying this for your Friday, for whatever day that you are listening to. You know, of course, we could be heard any other day of the week, but of course, our fresh ones are dropped every single Friday. So make sure you check it out. Let your boys and family and girls and whomever is around you, let them know what's going on with the Spanish Fly Experience and what we are doing. Yeah, telling you. We play songs like this from groups like this. You know, this group out of Oakland, California, originally thought, well, the name that they had, you know, a lot of people thought that was their names, okay? And it was actually the group was named this as a joke. They had a cool little ring to it, but you know what? They said, fuck it, let's just keep it at that. They had people like Dwayne Wiggins, Timothy Christian Riley, of course, one of the main vocals on the route, Rafael Sadiq. You remember those names, right? But if not, I guess they were better known as Tony, out of Oaktown, California. This song right here is called Whatever You Want. Love this song right here. Got that little mellow groove to it, you know? I like this one better than Feels Good, the one that came out in 1990. I'll tell you this one right here. This guy right here is dope. So sit back and enjoy this one. This is, like I said, Tony, with Whatever You Want, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, driving it for you once again.
I don't wish you no bad luck, baby. Don't wish you no strain. I only wanna expose your life to the finer things. I offer you my company, girl. You don't need no sympathy. You just need someone who cares.
Whatever you want,
girl, you know I can come
out. Whenever you need.
Take you shopping out on the town, but they make you feel your best. I'll go out of my way to make sure you have everything. But I want to be the one who will always be there to give you
whatever you want.
Love can be so blind, yeah. I'll give you your space to go, and you know
think that I would try to put a game on you? Just as sure as my name's Dwayne,
I'll be there for you, and I will
treat you just like a queen
and give you fine things.
Never have to worry about another in your place.
So believe me when I say
whatever you want.
Whatever you want. With the Spanish Fly Experience, I'm your host, Spanish Fly. Yes, that's right. Dropping it once again for Season 2, Episode 2, highlighting the year 1991. Of course, what were you guys doing in 1991? I know I was, I was a freshman about to become a sophomore that year. Yeah, one of the worst places in the world to go to high school. I'm sorry, people, if I got them listeners from that little town called Parlier, I apologize. That's just my thought on the fucking place, man. I fucking hated that school. Wish I could have gone somewhere else. But anyhow, man, teenage years, though, a lot of fucking R&B cuts were playing around that time of my teenage years. And those songs were like the highlight of my my youth, even in my adulthood when I turned 18 in 1994. But yeah, good songs were back then, man. I'm telling you. But you know what? Nothing can compare to that decade. 1990s, like I said, you know, hands down, best years ever were R&B songs when they came out that year, all right? And, you know, 2000s was okay, but once you hit that 2008, 2009, yeah, shit just started falling off, you know? Just back then, these fucking seniors knew how to fucking, they knew how to talk to women, man. They knew how to get them, you know, in the bed, man. They knew how to do it right. They knew the right kind of music to do it with. And that was with the R&B. Yeah, no other way to do it, man. Motherfuckers were smart. That's why we used their songs to get the females in the bed to do whatever we wanted to do, right? Yeah. You know, a lot of kids were made in the 1990s as well with R&B cuts. Can't say it any better than that, y'all. All right, I want to say what's up right quick to Villains of Saints Clothing once again, covering this show this season. That's right, step up to the plate and take care of business as they always do. VillainsofSaintsClothing.com. More info on their clothing lineup in just a little while, because right now we're about to get into our next song with our next artist. Of course, 1991, the New Jack Swing era, man. A lot of the New Jack cuts were, you know, swing. I mean, you know, just like I said, New Jack Swing, that shit was swinging. She was banging back in the day, man. And I'm telling you, songs like this one right here, it was on the New Jack City soundtrack. Another song off that soundtrack, you know, dropped this one right here. This dude was, he actually dated Holly Berry for a little while. Got into some trouble with her, man. But this fool actually has a kid with Stacey Dash. He was a fucking popular dude, and all of a sudden, this motherfucker got arrested last year for stealing a pair of headphones. What the fuck? How you gonna go from up there to down there? I don't know. Some fools got it, some fools don't, man. He had it when he was young, fucked it up when he got older. But anyway, this fool is best known for this next song right here off the New Jack City soundtrack, 1991 for you. This is my boy, Christopher Williams, singing the song I'm Dreaming. And of course, like I said, you are getting shit right here fresh every single week with the Spanish Fly Experience. Turn your shit up, y'all. Williams, I'm Dreaming. Man, good song right there. Love that song. I remember I searched all over the city of Fresno, and I landed at that place called Music Choice or something like that, or Music Plus. I can't remember the name of it. People my age will probably remember that place right there on Blackstone and Shaw where the Barnes & Noble bookstore is now. Yeah, remember that place? It used to be right there in the corner, man. That was a happiness spot for... I remember you see everybody go roll up over there to go buy their music. And that place is shut down out of nowhere. You figure all the music that they were selling, you know, they would have stayed open longer, you know, survived longer than the warehouse. But, you know, it's just like anything else, man. The shit just shut down. But, you know, it wouldn't have been able to enjoy success even in this day and age with all the downloads and everything else that's available out there on the internet now. Shit. I don't know. It's good. Internet's good sometimes, man, but... Yeah, nothing can replace good old vinyl, cassettes, singles, CDs, you know. It was always good just to have that CD in your hand, man, you know. I don't know. To me, it was like, you know, fucking gold. I don't know. But anyway, it's your boy Spanish Fly. I am hosting this show called The Spanish Fly Experience, where, yes, we are bringing you every single year, the 1990s, every single week. 1991 on this one, of course. Being brought to you once again by Villains and Saints Clothing at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. That's right. Wintertime is coming up very fucking fast. So is Christmas. You know, get your gear right now at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. All right, check it out. They got hoodies. They got sweatpants. If you're, you know, a person who's warm-blooded like me, you just want a fucking t-shirt. They got t-shirts. They got long sleeve shirts. They got everything there that you would like at VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Check it out, man. Streetwear. Fucking born right there in Fresno. The brainchild right there in Fresno, California. Brought this shit to life. And it's being spread worldwide. So check it out at VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Your boy Rudy Herrera taking care of business. Just like he's taking care of business for me with my podcast every single week. Thank you so much, Rudy. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you going through all this shit for me, all this trouble for me, to make the Spanish Fly Experience come to life. That's right. All right, enough of me talking. Next song right here is by a group everybody and the mama knows. Even my parents knew who the fuck these fools were back when I was growing up. You know, even my kids know who these people are now. You know, your kids probably know. Everybody knew who they were. You know, even after they broke up and became that little group called Casey and JoJo, you know. These fools right here formed in 1989. You know, Devontae Swing, Mr. Dalvin, Casey, JoJo. You know, they came, man, one hit after another. Fire fucking album, one after another, you know. And Diary of a Madman, the show, the hotel, the show, the after party, the hotel. Those were just some of the albums. The Forever My Lady album. God, these fools right here were the shit. Still could... play music now. The youngsters probably play this song. Get some with this songs. With this songs, these fools dropped. I'm gonna tell you. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Jodeci. That's right. This song right here was one of the first songs they've ever dropped off the album. Hence the name, Forever My Lady. This is Forever My Lady. Jodeci. Man, don't get too busy with this one, y'all. We still got one more song after this. All right. You want to get busy, wait till the show's after. You wait till the show's done. Afterwards, then take care of business, all right? Jodeci, Forever My Lady, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Y'all was feeling that was Jodeci, Forever My Lady, with your boy Spanish Fly in La Casa doing the Spanish Fly experience. And it's almost time to bring this one to an end, but before I do, I got one more song I gotta play for you. And let me tell you like this, this song right here, I don't know why, out of all the songs that this fool ever has made in his entire time that he was an artist, even a very good actor as well, this song right here is just one of my most favorite songs out of all time from him. I don't understand why. It just, every time I hear it, regardless of what time of year it is, even, I turn that shit up fucking full blast, man. And just like, just bob my head, just listen to this shit, you know? He came out with DJ Jazzy Jeff back in the first, back in the old days when he did Parents Just Don't Understand. Of course, he did Nightmare on My Street. Just so many songs. The Wild Wild West. Even the Men in Black, you know who I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about my boy Will Smith. For some reason or another, I don't understand why. Maybe because I was a lot skinnier back in the day. But, of course, I had a bigger head and bigger ears back then. My cousin Christina Rodriguez used to say that I looked just like this fool. I think it was just the big ears. I don't know. But anyway, this is my most favorite cut of all time right here for you. This is, I'm sorry, yes, I know it's wintertime or fall, whatever, but this is my favorite joint right here. This is Will Smith with the Summertime. Yes, right. My name is Spanish Fly, and this is my shit right here. I hope you guys enjoy this song. The Spanish Fly Experience, dropping it for hot for you on this winter fucking day. Yeah, yeah.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Summertime, yeah. Gigging this whole time just listening to that song right now. Regardless, like I said, of what time of year it is, that song's burning right there, man. It's hot. It's a joint right there. Your boy Spanish Fly in the house. Man, good things must always come to an end, right? You know, believe it or not, man. As much as I love doing this podcast, I got to bring it to an end, people. For week number 2, showcasing the year 1991. From season 2, that's right. I want to thank my boy, Mr. Rudy Herrera, out there in Fresno, California, and me here in the city of Sac Town. You know, that's the beauty and the power of the internet, man. No matter where you are, you can just do a show, voice it, other dude on the other side of the fucking city or state or whatever the fuck, and put the music together, put this shit on the internet. It makes it sound like it was done like right there in this one little room, man. This podcast has been made possible by, of course, him, and of course, being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Check it out. All the dope streetwear for you. Every fucking season covered for you. If you want to buy a t-shirt, even though it's wintertime, they got you. You want to buy a hoodie, you got you right there. Beanies, just all kinds of shit. I'm not going to lie, they're fucking streetwear is dope. I would rather buy that over any other fucking clothing line that's out there right now. So you want to check it out at villagesofsaintsclothing.com. Thank you guys so much for being a sponsor of my show once again. This is Spanish Fly out the door. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Go ahead, everybody, just tell everybody, man, share the shit out of this podcast, will you? Let everybody know out there what is cracking with Spanish Fly, with the Spanish Fly Splashbacks. Of course, also, I'm surprised I haven't done it at all on this whole podcast. Check out my show on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. on KUBU 96.5 FM in the city of Sagtown, being broadcasted throughout the fucking world on that one app that you download onto your phone. Check it out. Also available on Spotify, this podcast is, that is. We are heard everywhere. I am heard everywhere. Man, never thought I'd be heard worldwide, man. But anyhow, I got to get going. I got to shut this shit down for the week. Next week, we will be spotlighting the year 1992. Man, see what was going on that year, man. So we'll get to work on that. And hope you guys are enjoying the show while we are getting to work. Let me know what you guys think, man. Drop some fucking comments, whatever you guys want to do. Just let me know, man. Just be nice, all right? Be gentle, you know. I'm pretty sure it could take some criticism for some shit that I got to work on. But, you know, we'll do our best every single week, like I said, to drop you a fresh fucking podcast every single week. Thanks a lot for you guys for listening. Much love to you guys. Much love to Village Saints Clothing. Much love to my boy Rudy Herrera. Much love to all you guys for listening. Thank you guys so much. Spanish Fly out the door. I will see you guys next week for the year 1992. Bringing the best of the R&B cuts of the year 1992. Spanish Fly out. Peace.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to villainsandsaintsclothing.com and use promo code SPANISHFLY to get 10% off your next order.